Now it's Weekend Music Radio, WMR from Bonnie, Scotland. On the shortwave band, 6397 kilohertz today. This is this a bank holiday weekend? I guess it is, because the 31st is a Sunday, so this will be the last Monday coming up of August 2014. So I guess this will be bank holiday weekend. WMR, playing some Robert Plant and 29 Pounds, right on shortwave radio WMR. Robert Palmer with 29 Palms here on Weekend Music Radio WMR on shortwave. Nice to be with you this weekend. You know what I forgot to did? You know what I forgot to do during the course of that that track? I forgot to look up and see if this was Bank Holiday Weekend, but I think it is in the UK. And it's also, we're also commemorating 25 years. 25 years is quite a while. 25 years takes me back to my youth, if you like. But we're commemorating 25 years since the brutal and illegal raid on the Ross Revenge on the high seas. And later on in today's programme, we'll be playing some clips of that brutal raid, because it happened live on the airwaves of Europe on 819 kilohertz and 558 kilohertz. The shortwave by that time, 6215 kilohertz, was indeed switched off. Radio Caroline from the Ross Revenge got their equipment back in the early 90s, some point, 1992, I think it was, by the time they got the gear back. I was reading just about that the other day. I saw a link posted on the web somewhere commemorating that. It was quite a very interesting website. It was, I think it was Herbert the Fisher, Herbert Visser, who had written the story, or perhaps his website. I'd have to look that up. It's not quite in front of me just at this minute, so things are just a little bit hectic here in the studio. Now, if you're wondering what we've been doing in the past week or so, I know we've been on the air a few times during the course of the week via the facilities, of course, of Radio GSV. Thanks very much for your hard work at the good ship Venus. And we've been broadcasting back and forth on various frequencies, but we seem to have settled here for the moment. Let's see how we get on with Radio Korea when the winter months start to creep in and the signal on 6400 gets very, very strong. We'll maybe have to find somewhere else. but for the moment, we're here, 6397-ish kilohertz on the 48-metre band, just at the HF end of the 48-metre band, I suppose you could say, just to get away from the QRM that you get on the 48-metre band these days. It's a busy 48-metre band. I was listening just the other night. I've been listening quite a lot of late, and the band is busy at night, in the week and everything. It's hectic, busier than it ever was, in fact. I mean, we never used to have much other than a Sunday or perhaps a Saturday night, but nowadays it's just non-stop. It's every night. There's always something to tune your shortwave receivers to. Weekend Music Radio has been going now for, a long time. 35 years, I think it is, on the shortwave band. So that's quite a long time for a land-based pilot station. And we're still going strong. That's what we hope to be here for another 35 I don't know, we'll be Kenny old geezers by that time, especially Mike James, if he survives that long. Good grief, yeah. I wonder what age Mike would be then. He would be in his hundreds, I think. No, sorry, Mike. Just a wee joke. I don't know if Mike will be along this coming weekend. He certainly is aware that we're back on the air, and he's threatened to pop into the WMR studio to do some recording at his leisure. So who knows when old squeaky Mike will be along. Now, what else is coming up for you in today's programme? I think I was going to feature it a little bit, because this is August 2014. It's also the 40th anniversary of the MOA, the Marine Offences Bill, in Holland, 31st of August 1974. That came in. And if you were listening to stations like Radio North Sea, Radio Caroline, Radio Veronica, Radio Atlantis back then from off the Dutch coast, it was a big moment in radio history, and Radio North Sea closed down. I might play you some snippets of Radio North Sea's final programmes in the next hour here on WMR. But for the moment, going to give you some more music from Robert Palmer after this.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland, to the world. This is WMR.
If there ever were a valid reason for cloning, we'd be it.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Who knows these days where he knows the name. but I'm frightened by the sound of relationship. Oh yeah, I swear we could put it to a better use. Oh my, you worry, maybe you've forgotten how to get your night groove. Oh yeah, you told all the callers you were not amused.
It's a long time since I've played Robert Palmer's Looking for Clues, but I seem to remember that song had much more music in among it. Sounds a bit bland today when we're playing it on a shortwave band, but never mind. We are WMR, Weekend Music Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, the address, the best way to do it is via email. info@wmrscotland.com info@wmrscotland.com. And just in a little while we're going to be playing you some recordings of the Caroline Raid some 25 years ago this weekend. And I remember somebody, phoning me up that particular afternoon. Dave, a guy called Dave from Cheshire in the UK. I wonder if Dave still listens to the shortwave band, but Dave was a hell of a nice fella, and in fact, he used to associate Robert Palmer with WMR, but not that song. He used to associate "Addicted to Love" with WMR way back in the 1980s, when we used to have the single on the turntable very, very regular on a Sunday morning. Those were the days, eh? Those were the days. Back to things. Yep, the day of the raid, and Dave phones me up. He says, listen to this, and he played it down the phone to me because he could get the signal in Cheshire. I was just far too far north to receive the 558 kilohertz or the 819. It just did not reach up to sunny Scotland, where I live anyway. Sometimes you could hear the signal at night if you were lucky, but it just had gone from a booming signal to virtually nothing when they moved to 576 and 558 kilohertz. Laser was a bit better than 558, but Caroline was never great on 558 kilohertz, not compared to laser. The signal on 819, I think I heard 819 maybe a couple of times after the tower came down. It just was never the same again after the big mast came down. But those were heady days way back then in the 1980s. Good grief. Pirate radio everywhere. And in your face as well. And there wasn't distractions from things like Facebook and the internet and all that sort of stuff. It was just radio, four channels on the telly, and that was that. That's all you had to entertain you. So I chose radio. Never watched much telly back then. Change days now, I suppose. There's not much really to listen to on the radio dials. Certainly not for entertainment purposes. If you tune the medium wave band at night here in Europe, there's nothing. Nothing I would tune into anyway to entertain me. Used to enjoy Arrow Classic Rock from Holland on 675 and Radio Teen Gold on 1008 kilohertz, but sadly they've been taken over by the religious operators. And well, that's that. That's all we can say about that, I'm afraid. Now, I've got some memories of the brutal raid on the Ross Revenge coming up just after we hear from Ian Jury and the Blockheads. I'll say that again. After we hear from Ian Jury and the Blockheads.
Some radio stations say the best mix. Some say the best. Imagine same mix.
Weekend Music Radio.
Good evening. I'm from Essex, in case you couldn't tell. My given name is Dickie. I come from Billericay, and I'm doing very well.
At a love affair with Nina, in the back of my Cortina, a seasoned up hyena could not have been more obscene. She took me to the cleaners and other misdemeanors, but I got right up between her.
Played to death in 1978 from the Mi Amigo, Ian Julian, the Blockheads, and Billericay Dicky, one you never really heard on the B back then. You always heard some of the more tame stuff, I think. Well, I never listened to the B back then, so how would I know? Right enough. There's a point. Yeah, how would I know? I assume you wouldn't have heard that on the B back then. Mary Whitehouse would have been going a dinger, as they say in Glasgow. Going a dinger, yes. So, as I promised you just a little while back here on Weekend Music Radio, I'm going to play you some clips of the brutal raid on the Ross Revenge back 25 years ago this weekend in 1989. And I remember WMR was broadcasting on 15 megs at that time, that evening. And we were the first to bring the news to our North American friends on 15 megahertz. And I think there was one person over in Australia actually picked up the news, the DX news from that broadcast. He was actually able to decipher the DX news on 15.043 kilohertz as we used way back then in 1989. Anyhow, Ian Jurthen of Blockheads, Bill Arookie-Dickie here on Shortwave Radio WMR.
Keeping free radio alive into the 21st century. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Special announcement from the Radio Caroline ship Ross Revenge. At the moment, we have a large Dutch tug, the Volans, whose intentions are not clear, but which seem to be, they seem to have the intention of taking this ship from the high seas. I'm speaking on behalf of the crew and the broadcasters on the vessel Ross Revenge. We've had previous warnings earlier on that some kind of action was contemplated. At the moment, on our starboard side, we have the Dutch tug, the Volans, which seems to have the intention of taking this ship, the Ross Revenge, from her mooring in the international waters at the South Falls Head. We'll try and let you know what's going on as the program continues, but I have an idea that events will move very quickly. Anybody hearing this broadcast perhaps could help us by telephoning the Coast Guard to register a complaint, possibly by contacting anybody in authority that you think could help us. This is the radio ship Ross Revenge, broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea. And for the moment anyway, we'll return you to our regular programs. Thank you.
This is the radio ship Ross Revenge, Radio Caroline, broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea. It appears that we are now being boarded by a Dutch tug. We are being boarded by a Dutch tug. We hope to continue broadcasting for as long as humanly possible.
Definitely not here to take photographs.
No, and at the moment we have the DTI standing by at the rear of the ship. They are not at this stage appearing to do anything. We're going to make inquiries whether or not they are going to allow this behaviour. As I say, there has been some violence, and it's on behalf of the... It's the Dutch people that have been doing it. We'll get back to you.
Right. In the meantime, let's send these people a message from us. Here are the Beatles and Caroline, and all you need is love. This is the radio show Ross Revenge. We appear to be in quite a dangerous predicament at the moment, Bruce.
At the moment, we have a ship alongside us. It's a Dutch vessel.
The Volans, I believe.
The Volans. And it is endangering everybody on board.
All right. One more message, please, Chris. I've just spoken to the Dover Coast Guard. For anybody listening, would they please stop now calling the Coast Guard?
Okay, so once again, anybody who's listening, please stop calling Dover Coast Guard. Dover Coast Guard apparently now are fully aware of the situation. Nigel Harris with us. Nigel.
Yes, we have been now boarded by the Dutch authorities. We are in desperate need of help, and they are to shut the station down and take us all off.
Right.
We are in international waters. This is a breach of this vessel's right to be here, and I desperately plead for help. We need help now.
So please, anybody who is listening, anybody who is in authority, anybody who thinks they can do anything at all, please help us. This is Radio Caroline, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We are currently being boarded.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy.
News we have on board the Ross Revenge is apparently, whether we can believe it or not, but according to our sources, this particular vessel, this Dutch vessel, this hostile Dutch vessel, is acting on behalf of the British government.
Please call your local MP, councillors, local radio stations and local newspapers with anybody. Please help, quick.
Thank you, Neil Gates. We've got just about, well, not quite everybody in the studio at the moment, but we've got a fine crew here. What's the latest news, Nigel?
The authorities are on board now, making their way to the studio.
Right, this could be the end. We wish you...
as long as we can.
We wish you a lot of love. We've been here since 1964, Easter 1964. And hopefully someday, Radio Caroline will be back. In fact, I feel sure that we will. Please keep listening. Caroline, broadcasting from the international waters of the North Sea, the voice of loving awareness. It's 4 minutes before 1 o'clock. And this radio ship is currently being boarded. In fact, we have been boarded. I understand that various officials from various countries are currently crawling all over this radio ship. There seems little we can do. Black day. It is Saturday the 19th of August 1989, the radio ship Ross Revenge, the home of Radio Caroline for many, many years. We have been boarded by officials, and indeed one might even go so far as to say a couple of thugs from a Dutch vessel which is alongside. Several members of the crew have been manhandled, and it appears that their intention is to tow this radio ship away. This, of course, is a flagrant breach of international regulations.
And it's exactly 6 years today since our broadcast started from this boat. This is a fine anniversary present.
One wonders about the timing of this event.
25 years on the air, 6 years on this boat, and they're now illegally boarded us in international waters. With every intention of throwing the vessel away.
So if there is anybody at all out there who can perhaps offer us some assistance, whatever that might be, please, 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 please try. It's coming up to 1 minute before 1 o'clock. We've had just about everybody associated with the radio station in the studio. We have Caroline Martin, who's beside me. Not looking too well. Nobody's
going on now downstairs.
Apparently, discussions are going on in the mess room. We shall keep you posted. In the meantime, just to reiterate that message, this is the radio ship Ross Revenge, anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. We have been boarded by a Dutch vessel. Once again, we have been boarded illegally by a Dutch vessel. Question: do you know what it's like to be free? Over the years since Easter Sunday 1964, we have known what it's like to be free. And the only trouble about freedom is that it scares a lot of people, particularly the people who themselves are not free. And when they see freedom, the only thing they can think of to do is to try and stamp it out. And Radio Caroline refuses to be stamped out.
Now the boarding party are finding their way to the transmitter room, and they are going to dismantle all our broadcasting gear, take the studio to pieces, dismantle the generators, and then incapacitate the ship totally. They'll also be taking staff with them, but I'm not too sure exactly how that one works at the moment. But they are now making their way downstairs. We will be going off the air any time.
Nigel, this is the saddest day of my life, and I think it's going to be a sad day for a lot of people.
Yes. I know, but we just can't fight them. There's too many of them. They have a type size of the Ross, and it's not the end, I'm sure, although it's easy to say that.
The Ross Revenge is not the only ship in the world. We will be back. We can assure you that
Caroline
will be back.
Caroline will return.
The 19th of August, 1989, is the day the UK, Great Britain, became a totalitarian state.
Radio Caroline, we love you too much to leave you forever. Please keep tuned over the weeks and months to come to our frequencies. And I feel sure that you will hear something in the not-too-distant future. Further on you.
Here is Dave Richards.
Yes, the situation is that representatives from the Dutch government and Coast Guard are on board. Their intention is, in fact, to take various broadcast equipment. We're not sure whether that includes AC generator supply, but surely it does include our shortwave frequency, the 819 frequency, and vital components, or the whole transmitter for the 558 frequency. Also our studio equipment, what they intend us as people no harm. The basic problem is that they basically just want this ship off the air. They're leaving the ship and they're leaving the people on board it.
We have the option to go ashore apparently if we want to.
Right.
Don't anymore.
You know what's happening?
Bruce Monroe, come on. Explain to me.
Right. As it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well. What they have just told us is that we are free to go back to Holland with them, where there will be no more charges pressed. We will also be able to go back to England, and there will be no charges pressed there. Alternatively, we can stay on the Ross Revenge. Now, would you like to say anything, sir, before we go off?
And that was one of the most incredible pieces of radio that has ever been broadcast in Western Europe. Incredible. That happened in 1989, 25 years ago this weekend, the raid on the Ross Revenge in international waters from the Dutch government. Commemorating 25 years since the raid on the Ross Revenge, this is Weekend Music Radio on shortwave. Play music on 6397. It's WMR with Jack behind the microphone for the next little while. And Dean Hunter.
Time before he got his
Hunter, the front man, of course, to Mott the Hoople. Once Bitten, Twice Shy on shortwave radio WMR. Saw a couple of reports on the web recently of reports of WMR tapes being played on Radio GSV. Well, it's not really WMR tapes that's being played on Radio GSV. It is WMR. We are on the air in association with Radio GSV. So it really is us. It's WMR. And this is the August Bank Holiday Weekend 2014. Great to have you with us. 6397 kilohertz on the 48 meter band is the frequency you're tuned to. If you're listening to us on a remote receiver and you still want a QSL card, so why you would want a QSL for listening on a remote receiver, I have no idea. But if you want such a thing, just email us info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com, and you'll get the special WMR remote receiver QSL saying that you've been listening to a remote receiver, as opposed to listening to WMR on the shortwave direct to your radio sets. As I was saying a couple of weeks ago when we returned to the airwaves on... What were we on? We were about 6.9, were we? Or we were 6.2, 6.5 or 6.9? I can't remember now the frequency. We've been jumping about trying to find a clear channel. But I remember saying... Almost lost my thread there. I remember saying about the guy who approached me and said, "Jack, we could do with some programmes recorded for... web station." And I thought, a web station? That's not a station, it's a web stream. No, I just can't get into these web streams. Yes, radio stations that have web streams as alternative ways of listening and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I like to hear a station coming through the ether on the RF. Love that. Still love radio after all these years. Incidentally, I think we've got some vintage... articles to read during the course of the coming weeks from some of the old radio magazines from the early days of wireless. There's some interesting articles. You can find a lot of them on the web, and they're increasingly appearing on download sites. So keep your eyes open for wireless magazines such as Popular Wireless. Wireless World was going even before 1920. I saw some on eBay for a few quid from around 1916, I think it was, but unfortunately I never got them. I was trying, I must admit, but never got them. They were far too dear for me. I was outbid easily with those. It's amazing how some stuff holds its price on eBay and other stuff just goes for pennies, and there's no real set pattern to it. It's quite amazing. It really is. Okay. Time for more music here on the shortwave band. He says, rustling the papers in the background, because we're going to bring you some old logs and things as well from years ago, just to put you in mind of how radio used to sound here on the shortwave band. Lead out some old shortwave logs, etc. But that'll be coming up after we hear from a band called It's a Beautiful Day. Song you would hear perhaps on Radio Teen Gold of an evening. Must fly, she will die. Is called It's a Beautiful Day, and the track is called White Bird, a real classic here on Weekend Music Radio WMR with Jack. And in the background we've got Jim from Radio GSV, who's busy in the studio messing around with wires, etc. Jim from Radio GSV, he's been on quite a bit in the last couple of weeks, testing the transmitters and getting them all nice and warm, and he's using some quite amazing pieces of kit, actually. And perhaps, if you email Jim, he might even send you a photograph of the equipment. Who knows? The equipment rack is very impressive history-wise. It's been through the wars, and looking at the chassis of the equipment, they definitely have been through the wars. My goodness me, yes, they have. And one of the pieces of equipment will give you a clue that's being used today is a modulator that was built especially for a frequency of 6318 in Dublin back in 1987, and it found its way to the northern part of Ireland sometime around 1990 or thereabouts, and it was in 6320, maybe it was 1989 actually, on 6320 kilohertz with somewhat lower modulation, because the original Warden transformer was blown or disappeared or whatever. In fact, no, it was blown, because it was lying about here for a while, wasn't it? That's right. I wonder if it's still kicking about the studio. It probably is, an old pumped Warden UM1. So an Irish modulation transformer was used, and that's what we're using today. Not the same one, but we're using a slightly different one, but from the same factory, if you want to use the word factory. And these mod transformers were, they had a strange characteristic, you know, if you listened to a medium wave station that was using them. They sounded a wee bit screechy around the area of the transmitter. And if you sort of went a few miles away, sounded sort of okay. And if you went miles and miles and miles away, they sounded absolutely fine. They had a strange characteristic. I remember Boyneside Radio 1305, that had the characteristic of that. Good grief, that came back at me very quickly. I was drinking a wee bit of coffee while White Bird was on there. A couple more records in the first half of the Jack programme today, and then we'll be going on to our next feature, which, as I said, is going to be Lady North Sea International and some air checks of the final day's broadcasting of the English service with Don Allen and Bob Noakes, etc., on that 30th of August 1974. I remember I used to listen to Lady North Sea as a wee laddie, and I'm sure a lot of us did. In fact, I was reading Bob Lawrence's book, the last, what's it called again? I was boasting about the book and I can't even remember the title. The last thingy for boys, The Last Great Adventure for Boys by Bob Lawrence, about the adventures of him on Radio Caroline and the Mi Amigo days in the late 70s. And in it, Bob was saying that he used to listen to Lady North Sea, and it was Lady North Sea that he heard first before they heard Caroline, which was, strangely enough, the same here. So there's a little coincidence for you. Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, on the shortwave, 6400 kHz, or 6397 as we are today, playing a bit of Roger Daltrey, one of the nice quiet tracks that they used to play on R&I back in 1973. Remember this one, Giving All Away on shortwave radio WMR.
My dues, so I picked up my shoes, I got up and walked away. Oh, I was just a boy, I didn't know how to play. Worked hard and failed, now all I can say is I threw it all away. Oh, I was just a boy, giving it all. Sail away, sail away. Oh, I was just a boy, nobody else to blame. I've done all I can, now it's out of my hands. Stand on my head and say, oh, I was just a boy, giving it all away. Sail away. Just a boy, giving it all away. Just a boy, giving it all away. I was just a boy, giving it all away. Just a boy.
Not only do I associate with Radio North Sea from off the Dutch coast, from the Meebo 2, but also one that I would associate with World Music Radio, only because I've got an old recording that I made here in Scotland of World Music Radio from Radio Andorra playing that particular record one Sunday evening. We were talking about the old days of World Music Radio winding down a Sunday evening. Ah, memories, memories, memories. So here we are, just getting back into the swing of things here at Weekend Music Radio on Shortwave 6397. And who sends me an email out of the blue but a guy from my past? Not that I was going in and out of his house or anything, but an old associate from the pilot days from years and years ago, from I was a boy, you know, from 1978, I think, would be the first time I was writing to Steve Most and John Dawson when they were doing Radio 49. And then Steve broke away and formed, was it Radio Pamela or was it an intermediate station? Can't remember now. And Steve did Radio 49 for a while when John Dawson went to FM stations in London, etc. But Steve says, "Hi, Jack, good to know you're still active and hope you're doing well. Steve here from Radio Pamela." So Steve's been off the radio for quite a number of years, since 2001. So welcome back, Steve, and glad to know you've still got a transistor and listening to the shortwave. Excellent stuff. Keep it up. Let's hope we hear you back on the airwaves of Europe very, very soon. Playing out this part of the programme with Carlos Santana and Let the Children Play. And I can't even pronounce the name of the album, so I'm not going to. Here on Shortwave Radio WMR. I'll see you a bit later on, okay? Children play.
keeping free radio alive into the 21st century. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
The best music.
Music.
The best station.